It is a very good afternoon. It's Niall Boylan with you for the next hour or so. Very interestingly, actually, I was looking just on a website there a few minutes ago, but those houses on the Oscar Traynor Road. What have we come to when we let a group of men, primarily men, there is some women in there as well, run this country who masquerade as politicians, pretending, of course, that a house for 475,000 is an affordable home. Yes, if you're a Rothschild, it's probably quite affordable, all right. But for the average couple here in Ireland, it's not affordable. Let's be clear about it. Unless you have earnings of about 120,000 euro, you may forget about getting a loan to get a house for 475,000, an affordable home. Affordable, is that where we're at nowadays? Affordable. I mean, it means that you'd need three incomes probably to get that particular house if you're on the average earnings of 41,000 euro, which is what people are on in this country. We're getting ridiculous and we're just going to put up with it, aren't we? We're going to just keep putting it up with it. You know what? I start calling the pilots greedy last week for looking for 17 or whatever, 25%. They've been offered 17.75% now. It looks like they're going to take it. They're already on about 250,000 euro. And I said, God, they're very greedy, aren't they? Actually, no, they're not greedy. I'm going to go back on what I said. Fair play to them. Well done. We should all be getting a rise of 17.75% when you take into consideration the cost of living over the last few years. I heard the government talking absolute and utter bollocks the other day when they turned around and they said, oh, well, in this budget, there might be one or two tax cuts, but nothing really much because remember, of course, the last budgets we were tackling the cost of living crisis. It's like the cost of living crisis has actually gone away. There you go. Did you know that? Because I certainly didn't know it because everything is still getting more expensive and still a lot more expensive than it was 3 or 4 years ago. We're still struggling with the cost of living and most of us haven't actually seen a rise. On top of that, of course, we have the tragic stories of that young woman who came from Dubai and thankfully she will be reunited with her family. And because of, I suppose, the way she was treated and domestic violence being acceptable almost in some cultures in this world. And we had the Taoiseach and, of course, Mary Lou jumping on the bandwagon looking for votes yesterday, pretending they did something about it, when really it was the media drawing attention to it. And the people in Dubai and the government of Dubai, of course, didn't want to be embarrassed because they need tourism. And this poor girl, of course, nearly took her own life. She was charged with the misuse of alcohol. She was also charged with attempted suicide, which is illegal. And remember, of course, she was a victim of gender-based violence or domestic violence, which seems to be acceptable in many countries around the world, particularly in the Middle East. And there we go. Look, we say it's unacceptable for men to behave like that. And that's culture. That type of culture is unacceptable, according to the government. Of course it is. But then again, you would allow men to come into this country. Men to come into this country. Middle-aged men to come into this country with no documentation from places like that who have exactly the same culture who will come to Ireland. Bizarre, isn't it? That's quite embarrassing for the Irish government to make statements like that. Anyway, I've a lot to get through today. And by the way, can I mention, in relation to today's topic, we have had so much interest in it, and I have no understanding why. Because it's a kind of basic enough kind of topic about snitching. And, you know, that's something that really seems to get Irish people's goat. You know, this kind of snitches get stitches. But anyway, we've had about 400 or 500 people want to come on, all WhatsApped us in and said, oh yeah, I'll happily come on. So we've kind of picked about 19 or 20 if we can get through them in the next hour. So what I'm saying to everybody is I'm going to be really short with everybody, right? So we can get through as many people as possible. And the story is, and we missed out on this one for some reason, going back a couple of weeks ago, there was a story in RTE. More than 130 motorists were arrested on the last bank holiday Monday weekend for driving under the influence of an intoxicant. That includes alcohol or drugs. And Superintendent Liam Geraghty said it was a very busy operation. The Gardaí clamped down. Now, the main problem with speed is, he said, if you're unfortunate enough to be involved in a road collision, the higher the speed you're travelling, the greater the impact of that road traffic collision and the greater possibility of death or serious injury. Meanwhile, a system that will allow the public to upload video evidence, including that of dangerous driving or speeding caught by road users to the Garda systems, could be in place in the next 2 years. The digital evidence management system is being introduced by Garda Síochána to deal with incoming video as part of the launch of their own body-worn cameras by Garda Síochána and will be extended to other video footage by the general public. The system will be rolled out to the public in 18 to 24 months time so that they can upload material and was something Gardaí had been looking for quite some time in terms of road safety strategy, according to Superintendent Geraghty. We will be extending that system to allow members of the public to provide us with video footage that may be retrieved. That's not just in terms of road safety and driving on the road, but also in terms of our appeals for people with dash cam footage or video footage in terms of major crimes. It sounds like the Garda Síochána basically wants you to be their eyes and their ears on the road to save lives. Now, I'm not too sure that's exactly what it is, but they want people to send in their dash cam footage of bad driving, I imagine, or speeding or drunk driving or whatever it happens to be. Now, of course, the Gardaí can't be everywhere to stop everybody from bad driving or reckless or careless driving or reckless endangerment or whatever they want to call it or whatever the charge happens to be, putting other road users' lives in jeopardy. But they want you to help. Oh, excuse me. They want you to help them. They want you to send them in your dash cam footage of other people, you know, making mistakes on the road, or, well, not making mistakes. It's not a mistake to drive at 140 miles an hour. It's intentional, isn't it? So will you be taking part? That's the question. Would you use your dash cam footage, send it to the guards and say, would you look at this lad? He's doing 70 in a 60 zone. Or would you look at this lad here? He just broke out an amber light. Or, well, I suppose you're not meant to make an amber light. You're supposed to perceive a caution, aren't you? He just broke a red light. Will you be sending your footage to the Garda Síochána to report on other drivers' bad driving? Let me know what you think. The number is 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. You can WhatsApp now if you want to. Morris, hi, how are you?
Thanks for allowing me to open the show, ex-MEP for Dublin.
potential MEP.
Yeah, listen, well done, it's great. I saw a very dodgy incident yesterday. I was on the Lucan bypass, so you know I drive a van for a living. And I saw a guy dropping off a woman at a bus shelter, and he just, you have to learn how to merge into traffic, and he was just crawling along like a snail. And of course, a speeder came up his backside in the bus lane, trying to get ahead of everybody. And he checked out and he missed the car by inches. There would have been a pile up of about 12 cars. So I think footage like that would definitely help. One for a driver that's not really conscious of what he's doing. Because I noticed he was a foreign national that was driving. And then you had speedo coming up in the bus lane, putting everybody in danger, breaking the law.
Now, here's the question. If you had a dash cam and you had footage of it and this system was available for you to just press a button and upload it to the guards, would you upload yours? Would you squeal
at it? Dangerous, 100%. If it was dangerous driving, which it was, and he was putting people in danger, one, your man that was trying to merge with the traffic didn't know what to do, and the other fella came down flying in the bus lane and pulled out in front of a car. Mm. And he just checked, you know the way you check a car, and he just about made it.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
A fella nearly killed myself, my son, and Carol on the M50. I was on the M50 one time, and I was approaching, you know, this turn off for Ballymun coming from the south side.
Yeah.
To go up the ramp.
Yeah.
He got in between the ramp and me and kept going straight. And he was in an Audi A8 or A6. He was doing about 160. And he saw a gap, and he went for it. He was on the inside of everybody. He wasn't going to Ballymun. And I was on the inside lane, and he shot in between the ramp and me. He missed me by inches. And I had her on my dash cam, but I forgot to give it to the guards. And then my dash cam on my car only lasts 2 weeks. Plus,
yeah, well, I recommend to most people to get a bigger SD card, because the SD card that comes with them will normally only, well, depending on how much you drive, they'll normally only last a week. So the footage will only last a week because it overwrites it constantly all the time. But mine is the same. Mine only lasts me about 3 or 4 days. And then it overwrites it. So if I do something or I have something that I need, you have to kind of save it immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, but you'd be happy. You'd be happy in 2 years' time when this system becomes available. And I'm sure over time, the technology will be instant. In other words, I imagine within the next 5 years, you'll be literally able to press a button on your dash cam and it'll send it straight to the guards. So you'll be happy enough to do that.
100%, because it's making the road safer. And like I was told a long time ago in the army, when you're given a vehicle, it's like giving somebody a loaded gun. If you don't use it properly,
yeah, but people,
you're going to take a
load. Now, in fairness, people do make mistakes as well. I was on the M50 one day and I was doing about 100, and this guy on the left of me was just a little bit ahead of me, but he was on the left lane of me. And then he decided to pull out in the right lane, and he didn't even see me. Mm. And he nearly clipped the front of my car, right? And I had to kind of slam on the brakes. Could have caused a pileup, right? But here's the thing. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't beep the horn like mad at him or anything like that. I just kind of swung myself out onto the outside lane. Lucky there was nothing on the outside lane, so I got out of his way.
Yeah.
But what happened there was quite simple. I was obviously in his blind spot and he didn't see me. I've done it myself a few times. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not going to send
parallel with the driver.
Yeah, but I'm not going to send the guard, you know, a clip of him, because like he just made a mistake. You know what I mean? Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Yeah, well, in that situation, if I had been in the position where he did that to me, I would try and get up alongside him and beep him and put my fingers to my eyes and say, "Will you watch what you're fucking doing?" Like, give him a verbal warning. Like, you can pull up alongside somebody, either inside of him, if you can get him, or the outside, and give him, beat the horn.
Give him the looks, like, give him the daggers.
Yeah. Yeah. And give him the fingers up to the eyes. Will you watch what you're doing? Give him, point at your eyes and give him the fingers and say, "Will you watch what you're doing?"
Morris, stay there, because James, you won't be snitching on anybody. You don't agree with Morris now. You won't be snitching.
No, I totally disagree, Morris. Can I ask Morris a question? Morris says he drives a van. Morris, what size van are you driving, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a 2.5-litre Ford Transit.
For a transit-sized van, all right. You're carrying two heavy pallets in the back of your van that weigh, say, 4 tonne for the two pallets, right? You're coming up towards a set of traffic lights, okay? You're 40 yards from them lights. You're doing 60 kilometres an hour, right? Just, I'm putting yourself in the scenario now. And you come up towards the lights, and suddenly a child comes out and hits, or somebody comes out and decides to hit the lights to change them. Now, you now have to make that decision. Do I have to slow down really quickly and watch that load behind me shift right into the back of me? Or do I carry on and proceed through the lights? What would you do in a situation like that?
Yeah, it's a very hard situation to know
you
what
can't
you're
answer
in.
Me. And the reason why, Morris, the reason why I'm asking that question is every scenario is different. I'll give you an example. I haven't shared it, but I've recently changed careers and I now work for Dublin Bus. So I'm driving a vehicle the minimum weight of 12 tonnes and the maximum weight of 19 tonnes. We were trained that if you're coming towards a set of lights and then lights start to change, you have that split decision, because if you hit the brakes on a vehicle, any vehicle, and you know, Morris, because I assume you would have an Army 154 like I do, you hit the brakes on a vehicle with air brakes, it's going to stop dead. If I have a bus on board with 20 people standing, where are then half them people going to end up?
On the floor.
Either on the floor or through the front windscreen.
I'm still blown away, by the way, with the minimum of 12 tonnes and the maximum of 19 tonnes. So I'm assuming then the 7 tonnes of people.
That's what it is. Yeah. They calculate it. So we
big people.
When people get on the bus, we have to make sure we don't overload a bus now, because it reduces the
How do you do that, by the way? When you look at people getting on, you go, "Sorry, you're a little bit too big. I have a load of big people already."
We are actually given the average weight, because people generally weigh roughly about the same, women roughly about the same. So you have to be careful. No, it makes you down to numbers. If you have, like, if you've got 20 men standing, you can be, and you've got every seat is full, you're going to be overweight. If you've got 20 women standing and the bus is full, you won't be underweight, because women on average weigh 60 kilos, men on average weigh 80 kilos. This is all how it's
I used to be afraid. When I was a kid, I used to be afraid years ago when everybody used to be upstairs smoking, right? When the smoking was upstairs. Yeah. And the bus would be empty downstairs and everybody would be upset. I was always afraid the bus would topple over. Because in those days, those buses, suspensions of those buses, the bus would really lean into a corner, you know what I mean? Okay, but
Niall,
I'm running out of time here.
Just a question I have.
Yeah, go on.
Niall, just a question. Sorry, just a question I have. I've noticed too that I see a lot of people at the bus shelters and they're bringing their scooters on the bus. And I thought the scooters, especially the big ones, they weigh so much. Would that not be adding to the weight of the bus as well as the passenger?
It is factored in with scooters, luggage, all that stuff is all factored in. You're only allowed buses. Some buses have luggage racks on them, so that gets factored in. The majority of buses don't. But anyway, look, the reason why I'm saying to you is, now you can't judge a situation where, and I'll just use a bus at that situation. You're coming towards a set of lights, them lights start to change. You're 30 or 40 yards from that. You have to make that decision. Will I proceed on through at whatever speed you're doing? And most times you come to most lights, they're 50s or they're 60 zones. So you're coming to that. If you hit the brakes and hit them hard, you're going to send everybody flying, and then you've got 20 to 50 to 90 flames coming your way. So it's not black and white.
No, I know everybody has to make a decision on the spot. But here's the thing, James, you're in your car. Forget about the bus. You're in your car Sunday afternoon and some lad whizzes by you, right? Weaving in and out of the lanes, and he's doing, 130 on the motorway, right? Where he should be doing less than 120. And you've got the dash cam footage of him whizzing in, weaver boarding from lane to lane to whatever he's in a hurry for.
Yeah, he's going to kill somebody.
Yeah. Are you going to report him?
No. Because what happens then, Niall, is, I'll give you the scenario again, Niall. If that was me and I was reported for something, it's not down to the Gardaí to say, you know, right, we're convicting you of that. That's down to a judge. And what the Gardaí will do with this is they'll get this evidence, they'll look at it and go, right, he's 10 miles over, they'll issue a fine, hoping that the person won't say, you know what, I'm going to appeal this in court. If someone did that to me now, what I would simply do is I'd simply turn around and say, well, I tell you what, let them bring their dash cam into court and let a judge decide. That's what I would do. This is just, it's basically, what this is trying to do is this is the Gardaí trying to just not bother doing their jobs anymore.
I don't think it's the Gardaí not wanting to. Let's be clear, the guards can't be everywhere.
It's exactly what it is.
No, but they can't be.
No, I know they can't be everywhere, Niall. But the simple fact is this, Niall. If people start doing this, it's then down to a guard to look and go, oh yeah, he's driving 6 miles over, or, you know, he could have maybe stopped for that amber light. But then again, maybe, you know, the road conditions, Niall, all these factors all have to be taken in. Where you go in front of a judge and, you know, you can have a solicitor can go up and say, Your Honour, you know, this particular driver, he was driving along, he came towards the lights, the road was slippery, the road was wet, so he proceeded on through the lights. He thought it was safer, as in, you know, the rules of the road say that you can proceed through an amber and a red light if it is safe to do so.
But judges are fair, generally speaking, when it comes to things like that, because many, many years ago I was in court for speeding.
It shouldn't be down to an individual guard, sergeant, inspector or superintendent to be judge and jury. This ain't Judge Dredd. It should be down. You should be able to literally go into court and say, Your Honour,
this
red light, and this is the reason why. Yeah, but the fact is, Niall, most people, right, if you get a speeding fine through the post and it's 42 and a 40, right, you're going to look at it and you're going to say, Jesus, we'll argue that in court. And the they give you the little trending letter in the black and white. If you decide to appeal this in court, you could get 6 points and a €2,000 fine. You're going to look at that and say, you know what, I'll just pay the fine, take the points. You can probably go the court and win, and that's exactly what they'll do.
And I do disagree with that system, the idea that if you go to court they'll double the points and double the fine. It's wrong, because that goes against your constitutional right for appeal, right? But the judge has two choices when you go to court. He either strikes it out or doubles it. That's the only choices he has. He can't give you the original fine by law, right? So, but judges tend to be fair. Many, many years ago, I was in court, hadn't paid a speeding ticket. It was a long, long time ago. And I was doing, I don't know, 80 in a 60 zone at Dublin Airport, or in around Dublin Airport on the motorway, right? And in fairness to the judge, he said to the guard, what time is it? Guard said 3 o'clock in the morning. I was actually coming out of a nightclub. I was working. 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, what were the road conditions? He said, they were good. Yeah, they were grand. Yeah, was there many people traffic on the road? And he said, no, there wasn't that much traffic on the road. He said, strike out. So the judge was fair. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So if it had been raining and a lot of traffic on the road, I'm sure he would have given me the fine. Stay there for a second, because Angela, hi, how are you?
Grand, how are you?
Angela, James said he won't be snitching on anybody.
Do you know what? I'd like that job. I want to apply for that job straight away.
What job? Looking at the videos?
Looking at the videos. Your people are going to take the absolute piss out of it. Do you know what I mean? How many videos?
I'm going to send him a video of me, Willie. I'm just going to send him a picture of me, Willie.
That's what I'm going to say. Bums, boobs, willies, the whole lot. It's ridiculous. And can you imagine being
I'll put a note on the bottom. Look at the speed of that.
Look at the speed of this one, And next you get those stupid ones where it goes, and you're like, oh, for God's sake, not another one. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I wouldn't be doing it anyway. And I want to know, if you're driving along and they're saying, okay, if you have videos or dash cam, and they go, oh my God, look at that, right? So you're slowing down because you don't have a dash cam, so you're going to use your phone. So you're slowing down, causing the mayhem behind you to slow down, to try and take a picture,
No, hold on. Dash cam does it automatically. You're not slowing down or doing anything.
No. But they're not saying it has to be dash cam, does it?
Well, what I was assuming, that's what they mean. By the way, if you're taking videos with your phone while you're driving and you send that to the guards, you're going to get done.
Yeah, you will get the tick. You will get the tick, feckers, who will do that, you know? And that's what I'm saying. You're on the M50 and, okay, let's say you're in the passenger seat and something's happening up above. And next thing's okay, watch this. Okay, slow down now as we're passing him. And bang, someone comes into the back of you because you're slowing down to try and get a picture or a video of something. It's the most ridiculous thing.
I don't think that's their plan. I think their plan is to use dash cam footage. They want you to use dash cam footage because clearly dash cam footage, unlike video on your phone, will show the speed you're traveling at. It shows the time, the date, and there's a timestamp on it. It's legit. It's official. Your phone is not. You know, your phone doesn't... I mean, if you took a video of your phone of some fella overtaking it like a mad thing, it doesn't have speed on it. So there's no evidence.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But they're not saying dash cam. Like, this is for everything. This is going to be, if you see someone...
Geraghty just said, we will be extending the system to allow members of the public to provide us with video footage that they may retrieve. That's not just in terms of road safety and driving on the road, but also in terms of appeals for people with dash cam footage or video footage. Oh, it says or video footage in terms of major crimes.
Yeah.
Okay. But okay.
In terms of major crimes.
Okay, so
that's what they're doing.
So some lad is in front of you, bollocks drunk, driving his car, and he's weaving all over the kip, right? Are you telling me you're not going to send the video the dash cam footage to the guards?
No, I don't. I ring the guards. I have done it.
Oh, I've done that myself. Yeah, I've done that myself. But would you'd send them the dash cam footage if you have it, wouldn't you?
No. What's the point? I'm following them. Because the thing is, you're not going to... You see, this is...
Yeah, but they might need it as evidence. You following them is no good.
But, what would you need them as evidence for if you're following them and the guards come up and arrest them?
Because he'd be charged with... If he does get arrested, he'd be charged with driving under the influence of alcohol, but also reckless and careless driving, you know, endangering the lives of others. So you'll have the video evidence of that.
Yeah, you'll have the... Okay, so let's say you don't ring the guards, you send them the video evidence, and the following week they go in and breathalyze them. Oh, sorry, that was a week previous.
No, but that doesn't matter. Let's say he gets away, right? And you have the video evidence of him weaving back and forward across, you know, lines in the middle of the road or nearly hitting somebody. That's careless driving and reckless driving. Even if he doesn't get done for drink driving, he'll be done for careless and reckless driving.
Not always. You're looking
for any excuse not to give the evidence over.
No, because this is the thing, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be a snitch, Angela. That's all. You just don't want to be a snitch.
As you read out, it is for dash cam and video for all crimes.
Yeah.
So what you're going to get now is like millions of videos every week being sent into the guards to have a look at all of this.
Well, I'm assuming they're going to have someone there to look at them all.
That's what I'm saying. I'd love to be the person sitting there doing it because that's a great job.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll stay there for a second. It's obvious you're not going to send your videos in. Just stay there, Angela. Angela obviously is one of these stitches get snitches people. Tommy, hi. Yeah. How are you? Well, hang on, Jason. Stay there for a second. Tommy, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Noel, yourself?
Good. Tommy, would you send in a video?
I would.
Yeah.
But having said that, this is just another gimmick. It's another gimmick by the guards to pull guardy off the street, to pull traffic cops off the street. With AI getting so strong, how's it going to be admissible in court?
The video could be altered, like?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. A guardy's video, a guardy's speed gun, they'll have to be calibrated regularly. A guardy has to do training to use that equipment. Like the lady said, I want Gardaí on motorbikes on the motorway. That's what I want. Their excuse is, we don't want to turn up a minor crime. We want you to collect the evidence and hopefully we can get money out of the person that's talking on their phone or doesn't have their seatbelt. I want the Gardaí pulling those people over because they might have drugs in the boot of the car or they might need to be breathalyzed. It's another excuse for Gardaí to sit on their fat asses drinking lattes and driving around
and eating donuts
and very much drive the Priuses. We want guardies on
but they are understaffed, Tommy. It's not their fault they're under resourced and understaffed.
Hold on. We've been saying the guardies have been understaffed for 40 years. By the way, this lady made a very good point. If you think that
which lady? There's no ladies on the air at the moment, sorry.
No,
it's a lady.
This database isn't going to be used for people driving 200 miles an hour. This is going to be used for people that get into altercations, someone insults them, somebody uses some sort of slur. This is just going to be one big Facebook page for the Gardaí so they don't have to actually go out and do anything and post out fines instead of doing preemptive guarding. It's not going to be admissible in court. I don't see any benefits. They have it in the UK. There's a guy, he's a famous YouTuber called Cycling Mickey. All he does is go around catching people.
Jeremy Vine does that too. You know Jeremy Vine, the TV presenter? He does that all day.
I'm good, and good luck to them. But I would rather have, the money spent on more Gardaí on the street patrolling, pulling people over, checking their tires. How do you prove someone's drunk on
the car? Yeah, no, but hang on, Tommy. I'd like that too. I want to see more money spent on the guards pulling them over and doing all that too. But if you're driving behind somebody and they're driving like a loony, or they're going from side to side, or let's say they tip off somebody's car or whatever, and you have the video footage there, would you send it in?
I would call the guards and then I'd email them the footage.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's all they want you to do.
No, we already have the process. What do we need to spend millions on some database that's just going to be full of people that have personal grievances?
Well, I imagine there's kind of legislation, GDPR type legislation that has to be done, and I don't know. I imagine there's some sort of thing because everything has to be legitimate, doesn't it?
I can't see. It's just another excuse for Gardaí not to turn up and actually do something.
Yeah, but you'd see. Yeah, but hang on. I want to establish something. You'd still send the video in, would you?
Of course I will, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Stay there. Jason, hi. How are you?
Good afternoon, mate.
Yeah, there. Tommy says he's okay with that. He does believe it's a waste of time, but, and you know, and an easy way to get the guards to do less work, although I don't believe that's the purpose behind it. But he still would send in his video if he had somebody acting the maggot on the road. Would you?
Waste of time. Brought it to court once. Strike out.
I brought
a fella to court once. He accused me of running into him. Look, I had cameras all around the truck. When I got out of the truck to go to him, he drove off and knocked me down. He flew off, got me arrested by the guards, and when the guards checked the footage, we all went to court and was just thrown out of court. Mm. Not worth a shit. Number one, no, I'll tell you why. How can you prove who's driving the car? Dash cam looks at the car in front, yeah?
But that's always the way it is. With speeding, for example, with speed cameras, you get a tick. Hang on. Let me finish. So with a speeding fine that's on a fixed camera on the road, right, or a van or whatever it is, you'll get a ticket in the door, right, a fine of whatever it is. What's it now? 130 quid, right, or whatever it is, right?
And you will get a picture.
No, not always. You can't always see the person driving the car. And what it says on the bottom, if you are not driving this car, please put down the name of the person who is driving the car, name and address, and send it back to us. That's on the back of the fine.
Yeah, and do you know where most of them fines end up? Eastern European. There's that many drivers over here that were driving over here for years, left their licenses behind with their friends for that exact thing. I know six fellas who carry second.
Yeah, but it is your if it's your car and the car is registered in your name, it's your responsibility. The fine is your responsibility unless you can pass it on to somebody else.
If you can name somebody else and you can put a driver's license number, that's grand. But no, we all know that's going to be abused, this country. We all know it is. There's that much bad driving in the country. Sure,
yes, they're all very negative about this. So here's the guards trying to save lives, and they're all being very... With the exception of Tommy.
If they were going to save lives, they'd be out on the roads, okay? For somebody who drives the amount I drive, I could count on my bad hand how many guards I pass in a week, how many checkpoints I go through in a week.
Mm.
Okay, I mean, no, you know how much time I spend on the road. You can't go down a motorway for 5 miles in England without coming across somebody.
So you're telling me you won't be doing it. That's the bottom line for you.
I couldn't be asked. I've done it before and it was a waste of my time.
And you do have a dash cam, I assume, yeah?
These trucks are completely fitted all around, our blind spots and all. I've cameras for your two sides, me front.
Yeah, by the way, can I also say, I'm not one for wanting to bring in laws, but I do believe it should be a legal requirement. Now, like seatbelts, like everything else, it should be a legal requirement to have a dash cam.
I think that's coming down the line. Haven't they done something with the speed now? I think, isn't it a legal thing in Europe now that the speed...
Most people didn't know this, but from the 7th of July, which was last week, during the week there, okay, all new cars nowadays and all cars will be retrofitted that will be sold on forecourts with speed limiters.
Yeah.
Now, and what's coming down the line is what they're trying to do in California. They will have a central place with all electronic cars nowadays. It's very easy to do this with GPS and everything else. Now, let's say you're on the M50 and there's an accident southbound up near Rathfarnham, let's say, or something like that. That they can actually go in online on a computer and go and slow down every car on the road automatically.
Yeah, that's too much control, Niall.
That's the plan for the future.
You want all these electric cars, Noel? They can turn them off.
I won't be buying an electric car. They're a load of shite. Just throw it out there again, by the way. Don't buy an electric car. They're dropping in value. They're plummeting in value. They're useless, the current models of electric cars.
You might as well get your You might as well get your 40 grand and I'll take 20 of it and throw it into the lift.
You might as well, honestly, guys. You might as well just piss on your money. Stay there a second because Jason, Dave, hi, how are you?
It's crack.
Dave, would you be a dirty rat?
I think coal mine in a canary. Sorry, a canary in a coal mine, sorry.
What do you mean?
I would, yeah. Yeah, I'd have no problem with. I know plenty of people around where I live, they'd be acting the bollocks in their cars, fucking doing donuts in the middle of the fucking road.
Are you a perfect driver? Are you a perfect driver? What happens if somebody takes a disliking to you and just decides to fight and take pictures of you?
Let it make his point.
Can I make my point before you cut in, if you don't mind? Thanks, Pat. No, I'm not a perfect driver, no. But I don't drive through a village that's full of kids and people at 70, 80 miles an hour because I think I've got a second Mickey with my big Volkswagen Passat. No, I don't. I drive at the speed limit, but there are people I see regularly acting the bollocks. And if there was a way to actually show video evidence to the guards of this ad's going to kill someone eventually, I wouldn't have a problem doing it. But the problem is, I will agree with Jay. A lot of times these ads get taken to court, and it is thrown out. Like myself and my brother, we had a guy rode off both of our cars Friday before New Year's, came down the estate, smashed drunk, plowed into my car, then went across the road, plowed into my brother's car. And the guard said to us they needed to have a statement from one of the neighbors who saw him get out of the car himself, or a judge would most likely throw it out of court. Even though he was arrested at the scene, off his tits, drunk as a skunk, I had text messages from him myself where he admitted to writing off all of our cars, but the guard said that it wasn't good enough. And he said there might even still be a chance a judge might let him off. And this guy's been involved in 3 crashes already. One of them, someone got like 50 grand off him, off his insurance for a claim.
I know. Unfortunately, that's a common trick, isn't it? But okay, so Dave, here's the thing. You're driving down the road, right? And some lad in front of you is weaving around and he's going over the white line and he's missing the odd car and nearly hits a kid crossing on a pedestrian crossing. And then he disappears off. You decide to ring the guards anyway, thinking he might be drunk. But at that stage, unfortunately, he pulls off the road and you have to go on about your business, right? Would you send the guards the dash cam footage?
I wouldn't have a single issue with it. It wouldn't bother me one bit. I'd call the guards, I'd give them the reg, and I'd say, look, here's the evidence. Hopefully you can nail the fucker to a wall. If not, you can't. But at the same time, yeah.
There you go, Jason. There's a good citizen. See, that's what a good citizen does, Jason.
Yeah, let him do it, but it's a waste of time, Noel. Unless you can physically prove that person was in that car. Judges are all about the criminal now. They're not about the victim. There's too many groups out there that are all about the criminal.
Well, I said to you already, if the car is registered in your name, if a car is registered in your name and it's misbehaving on the road, it's your responsibility unless you can prove otherwise.
Yeah, but no, all you have to do is go in the judge and say I wasn't driving that.
Yeah, and then the judge will turn around to you or the guards will turn around. You would have said that to the guard long before you got to court, by the way. The guard will say to you, well, who was?
Noel, when was the last time you spent a day in court? Just go up and listen to the lies and the bullshit that goes on. You're wasting your time. Honestly. Unless he's physically handcuffed to the bloody stairs.
But you're looking for a million excuses not to do this. I'm only asking you, would you cooperate?
No, unless they start doing their jobs properly. And they start doing
what
we paid them to do.
This is what you're up against, Dave. Yeah.
Let them do what we paid them to do and then I'll help them out. Why should we help them out when they turn on us in a heartbeat if somebody says so?
See what I mean?
No, let them do their own. Let them do what we paid them their wages for.
Okay, Jason, you're walking down the road. You see a fella climbing in the window of one of your neighbour's houses. Would you call
I drag him over. I drag him over.
Would you wouldn't call the guards either, would you?
No, I drag him over. I drag him over and I give him a fucking kick in Niall. There's no point calling them anymore. They're not interested in us. They're not interested in us anymore. They're not interested in the Irish man, the Irish woman, the working class in this country. They're not. They're interested in what the government tells them to do and collecting revenue. Revenue, revenue, revenue. They're the new revenue collectors.
Sorry, Dave, what are you trying to say to Jason there?
No, but I was just saying, you drag a guy out the window, give him a clip, and you end up with the assault charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
and Lorraine ends up with no husband.
But then at least something was done to him. But at least something was done to him. At least some type of justice. The person who owns the house got justice. I'll just have to deal with that. Because that's the way this country has gone now. I mean,
it's every man for himself. It's every doggy dog.
It's getting that way. Take a walk into town. You won't find one guy walking and standing alone.
If you said that to Lorraine, Lorraine would box the head off you, Jason.
Lorraine has a dog looking after. Lorraine has her own doggy looking after.
If you come home to Lorraine and said, Lorraine, I saw a fella getting in the window of a house, so I boxed the head off. And by the way, if the guards come to the door looking for me, I'll see you in 5 years.
Now, what's the chances of him going and telling the guards that I boxed the head off after him trying to break into a house?
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Norman. Norman, how are you? Sorry. Norman, just wait there because Gladys was first. I do apologise. Hang on, Norman. Which is a second. Gladys, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Good, Gladys.
I'm just listening to others here and I'm kind of half and half. I would report.
Yeah.
I've been driving forever. It's, you know, sort of thing since I was 18.
Yeah.
And people, the aggression on the roads nowadays, driving is a nightmare.
Yeah.
There's nothing pleasurable about it. And I had an occasion a couple of months ago of somebody driving on the wrong side of the road coming towards me.
Oh, God.
And that is really scary.
It is.
If I had a dash cam or if I had a whatever, I'd report it. But I get what the other guy is saying. In all the years I've been driving, I've never been stopped and asked for my license, ever. Ever. And nobody I know, ever.
Where do you live? Do you live in rural Ireland?
No, I don't. I live in Dublin.
Oh, God. I'm blown away by that. I've been stopped. I've been stopped. Mind you,
maybe it's because I'm a, you know, I don't know, woman or whatever. I don't know.
I mean, I tell you what, I used to have a schmancy car, right? A GTO 3-liter twin turbo boy racer car many years ago, right?
And
I was constantly being stopped in it. I got rid of it for that reason, right? That it was costing me a fortune to run the bloody thing as well. So I got rid of it. I bought a normal car. And I never get stopped now, so...
Well, see, this is it, you know, sort of, but what I can't figure out, and what is so scary, is how aggressive people are.
Mm.
That is a new thing. That's in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, you know, people, there's no respect. Nobody's saying, well, look, if we're all on the road together, do you know what I mean? Let's all help one another out. Yeah. If your car stops, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I often wonder, do people think, oh, well, you've just stopped in the middle of the road for, I don't know, light cigarette? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. Without wondering, oh, I wonder if there's a problem there. You know, the aggression and get out of the way and boot off the light, you know, like a bat out of hell. People screaming at one another. I mean, it is just not pleasurable. It's something that
I'm shocked to hear you don't have a dash cam, by the way. Okay, but...
I'm technically challenged. I don't know how to work bloody things. There's something in the car that looks like it.
Yeah, but you can get somebody to fit them. They're automatic. You just turn the ignition on, they just come off.
I would report, even though what the other guy has said, I take his point, you know.
Yeah, I said, well, hang on, Jason, there you go, Gladys, an upstanding member of society. If she did have a dash cam, somebody was coming towards her on the wrong side of the road. Happened to me once, it's terrifying. And if she had that video footage, absolutely send it to the guards. Why not?
No, I told you my story about a woman coming towards me on the M7 or the M8 motorway one morning in the car. Remember? And I managed to get her to pull over and she was dressed. I think I was telling you, she was dressed to go out from the top up, but in her pyjamas from the bottom down. And I managed to get her off the road, managed to save her life. Guards came and she drove off. Mm. Had a look at my dash cam footage. Nothing they can do. Never got back to me.
I'm just saying it's illegal. You're putting somebody else's life in danger.
Niall, this woman came only for I was so high I could see around the bend and over the wall. She was in the fast lane, travelling at 80 to 100 kilometres an hour, heading straight for two lanes of traffic. The cars on the opposite side were flashing and flashing. I managed to position my truck in the middle of the motorway. I'm sure people would remember this if they were out. I put my truck in the middle of the motorway, got my hazards on, start waving a high vis out my driver's window. You know, put my truck over both lanes to slow people down. Managed to get my truck right in front of her and stopped her. Stopped all the traffic, moved the car across to the far side of the road for her, went over with her, pulled my truck in, and by the time I got back, she'd given me a wave and she drove off. So the guys, the footage and all, he says, yeah, okay, we'll be in touch with you.
Are you shocked, by the way, Gladys, at the amount of people who are saying, even James earlier on, who was on, that they wouldn't report people?
Because, I mean, society runs with, you know, with us supporting you and one another. Nobody wants to have the knock on the door from the guards to say that you've lost a family member through a car accident I mean, that's always a fear. It's always, nowadays, you know, like, I mean, honestly, years ago, look, people were so decent on the road, you know. I honestly, the cars, that the old cars I used to have, they were constantly breaking down and somebody would stop. There was none of this beeping, calling your names or whatever the case. Somebody was out to push the car off the road, you know, all these kind of things. But the people were decent. They let you out, you know. You didn't, you know, you tried to be decent, you know. That's all gone. That's all gone. It's now, I'm in my car, I'm listening to whatever. And I'm the king of the castle, and I don't give a damn about anybody.
Well,
you know?
I hope you listen to me during the day and at night on the radio.
Well, of course, of course.
Okay, well, hang on there a second. Let me go to Norman as well. Norman, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Norman. Norman, would you report somebody with your dash cam footage?
I think it's your duty. I'd insist upon it.
Mm. So it should be It should be a legal obligation, in other words, more so than anything else.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who believe that it's, you know, that this kind of whole stitches get stitches or snitches get stitches scenario?
Well, if you want somebody running over your or killing your child or whatever, you think it's okay, then fair enough.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, we've had topics before, say, for example, when we talk about, say, social welfare. And, you know, they ask people to report people they know who are stealing or abusing the system. And the amount of people who just say, no, it's not up to me, not my job. And then you heard earlier on there, two callers saying, no, it's Gareth's job, not my job.
Yeah, but social welfare is a totally different story. You're not endangering somebody's life.
Yeah, but they're still breaking the law. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but the consequences of breaking the law, if you're doing something illegal with social welfare, or you're driving. Most of the people driving in the roads here shouldn't be allowed to drive in the road.
Mm.
I take 80% of them off straight away.
Well, you think Irish drivers generally are bad drivers?
Well, they're terrible.
They're not much better anywhere else in the world.
Yes, they are.
Where?
I've driven years in Holland, Belgium, Denmark. I love driving in Denmark. It's great. I can't wait to go back. We're going into Denmark in September. I can't wait to get there. I hate driving here.
And what's the difference in the way people... I didn't know you were in Denmark. What's the difference in people driving in Denmark? What's so special about them in Denmark?
It's safe. They're very respectful of each other.
I don't buy that. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know some countries can be more aggressive, like Spain, for example, in the Canaries or whatever. They all seem a bit mad on the roads, right? They're even worse than us. America, kind of a bit like us. Some of them can be mad as well because the freeways are a bit bonkers. But I don't believe for a minute that they're perfect drivers in Denmark. They're great.
They're crappy. I could drive almost blindfolded there and nothing would happen. And go through, you know, a green light. I mean, you're supposed to check when you're going through a junction, by the way. But anyway, most people here don't even know that. They don't know the rules of the road. They pull out whenever they feel like it. They pull out from a car park or a driveway without even checking. You're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You're not part of the public road system.
Yeah.
You know, I got my XMA license in the Netherlands. And you have to do a minimum of 30 lessons. It used to be 5 or 8 theory lessons, 1 hour lessons in a classroom setting. I think it's 15 now or something.
Okay, can I point out something, right? In Ireland, the road deaths this year so far have been a little over 100. In Denmark, so far this year, the road deaths have been over 160. Their population is pretty similar to Ireland. So you're telling me that they're better than us? They're actually not. Technically speaking, statistically speaking, they're actually worse.
I've been riding there for 30 years, so...
I'm just telling you. They're worse than us.
Yeah.
When it comes to road deaths. So clearly, they're not perfect drivers.
Well, I'd have to query those stats, to be honest.
You'd have to query those stats?
Well, for 30, I've had 30 years trying to file the puzzle.
Query the bag you want.
But the way people drive here, they drive too fast. They don't respect for other people. They don't stop a red light. They stop on top
But hang on. Most people don't drive too fast. Most people do stop at red lights. Some people don't.
They don't. I used to cycle or drive to Clonskey where I work in Clonskey, and I passed to the KCR. You never know the KCR.
Yeah. Yeah.
And same 15 years, so many times when the light went green I could actually go ahead and drive.
Yeah.
Many times I could actually do that. I could count it on one hand.
By the way, those stats come from the European Commission of Road Safety, so they are official statistics.
These are my stats. 15 years of driving.
I'm not talking about your stats. Your stats don't matter, Norman. The stats, I'm just telling you the stats this year. You're telling me Denmark is safer than Ireland. I'm telling you the road deaths in Ireland are a little over 100 so far this year, right? 120, actually. It's a little bit high this year.
Yeah.
In Denmark, it's 160. We're halfway through the year. And the population, same as Ireland.
But when I listen, I've never had an accident in Denmark or Sweden.
I mean, you mightn't have had. You know what I'm just saying, like. You can't make a claim. I mean, back up your claim.
In Ireland, I've had, I don't know, many near accidents. I think every time I go in the car, there's a near accident.
Yeah, but you need, when you make a claim about a country being so wonderful, you need to back up your claim. You know
I am
mean?
Making a claim.
No, you're only backing up your claim with your observations.
We drive around, and I'll show you, we drive around hours of Copenhagen, and you'd be shocked how well people behave they drive.
Okay, but either way, getting back to the original comment, so if they bring this in 18 months' time, or whenever it is, 2 years' time, that the guards say that you'll be able to upload videos of bad driving or speeding or whatever, you'll happily do it. You'll happily do it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, stay there, Norman. Let me go to Stephen. Stephen, hi, how are you?
How are you, Neil? How are you getting on?
Good, Stephen. It's been a little while. Nice to talk to you again. Stephen, I mean, the Garda Síochána are saying this system should be ready in about 18 months to 2 years, not only for their own body cams, but for members of the public to upload any video they might have of bad driving or speeding or whatever it is, or offences. Would you upload?
No, I wouldn't. Neil, there's a very funny thing there with the previous caller who said that Ireland have terrible drivers. There's a database of information that's referenced here on a Wikipedia article, and incidents per 100,000 inhabitants in Ireland is 2.9, in Denmark it's 3.8.
Yeah, there you go, Norman.
That man is full of shit.
You're full of shit.
Listen, come on over to Denmark and I'll tell you.
I don't want to go to Denmark, come on, Norman. Jesus.
I'll show you. You'll be shocked.
Stephen, is it not our civic duty to report others who break the law?
Absolutely not. I'll put it this way. What is law and what isn't law is getting increasingly, stringent. We're now in an over-regulated society. So what this man is foolishly accepting is that his private recordings would be surrendered to the state to pursue citizens for minor infractions. If you were honest with yourself, every time you leave your driveway with your car and come home again, you've probably broken the law.
Probably.
At some point during that journey.
Yeah.
And some prick.
But I'm not talking about minor infractions. So you know what I mean? Like, if there was a lad in front of you waving around the road, you know, going from side to side, nearly missing a few cars, clearly he was drunk or something like that, would you report him?
But we've just seen evidence here, Niall, of the previous speaker, that he would, I would say, incessantly upload minor infraction videos and feel like he's doing his civic duty while penalising people who are just trying to go about their daily lives. He also surrendered that he would like to see about 80% of drivers off the road.
Off the road.
This man already has a target that he won't stop.
His target seems to be everybody but himself and the people from Denmark. And he has a bit of an obsession with Denmark.
But he's not alone in this, though. This is the thing. The Green Party has created people like this who are going out there attacking private car ownership in any way they can.
Mm.
And you know that, Niall, you've covered these topics long enough. I know that as well. And realistically, how long would it be before the state passes a law that if we could get citizens reporting on each other like that, how long is it before we have to have full access to our dash cams?
That's coming.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I did mention, I don't think people even realised, on the 7th of July, I think it was, there was European legislation went through or it was implemented. And as in from the 7th of the July this year, last week, every car now produced must have speed limiters in it. And in other words, that the limit is set at what, so the GPS in the car picks up the speed limit on the road and sets your limit at that, so you can't drive over that speed.
Wait to see how many people have accidents because
So the way it'll work is it gives a warning, an audible warning, when you break the speed limit or when you get to the speed limit, 5 miles an hour before the speed limit, it gives an audible warning. And then when you get to that speed, the car will not go any faster unless you, I think there's a way around it that you have to give two presses on the accelerator or something like that. You know, if it's a case that you need to get out of that situation for whatever reason. But in California, what they want to introduce now is that every car, because so many people are buying these electric cars and they all have GPS fitted and they all have all sorts of controls in them, that they, from a central station, they can turn off the engines of all cars.
Yeah. We know that that's where they're going with it, Niall. I actually wrote an article about this a long time ago myself on my little shitty blog that I have about the fact that if somebody did break the law. Now, let's say the previous caller sends his video to the central hub and says, I just seen this guy cross the white line and I think his life should be ruined. Then your car could be pulled in and stopped just to investigate the query or the possibility that that could happen. So you're traveling along, minding your business. A minor infraction occurs, which happens with everyone every day when driving. Because we're not robots. We don't want to be. And someone like that previous caller will do something like that. And like what's happening in California now, they're going to pull you over and see if they can land you with some type of fine or another. So this is the type of world that they're trying to build, and hopefully people see through it.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Stephen. Let me just go to Bernie as well. I want to go to Sean and another Stephen too. Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just like to remember the people I actually knew personally who passed away in a tragic accident there at the beginning of the year.
Sorry to hear that. I remember the story you were talking about.
But anyway, moving on from that, thank God I'm getting a frigging free bus pass next year because, you know, I'm just done with all these things that are coming in that are, you know, impacting on our driving. Like, I mean, we all go out with a good intention every day to live by the rules and live by the law and not to break the law. But we do see it. And, there's times where you overtake somebody if you're, you know, going, you do it as safe as possible. But you do see idiots taken, you know, on corners and, you know, at traffic lights and when the light is yellow. I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's human nature. That's the way
we are. Yeah, we make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I get that, yeah.
Yeah, we do. But unfortunately, I mean, I don't know, there's no right or wrong way. We just educate ourselves better.
Saying, like, Stephen, you wouldn't be uploading dash cam footage of somebody? Clearly, no. If somebody was in front of you, Bernie, and they were kind of reckless in the way they were driving, or somebody was on a motorway and they were clearly doing 150 miles an hour because they were in and out of traffic, you know, you're doing your 110, 120 on a motorway and somebody's and off up the road like a lunatic. You wouldn't send in a video, no?
No, I'll tell you why. Because that person could be going to, like I was one night, got a call to say my husband was going to die, and he did, and I didn't make it in time. I was rushing. I was trying my best to break every light. I didn't excuse myself or allow myself. I tried to get to that hospital. And I don't know what somebody else's situation. They could have a sick child somewhere.
But if they have a situation, I'm sure they could tell the guards why they were doing that particular night. Absolutely. I'm sure they'd have evidence of that.
But we don't know what's going on in somebody's head when they're driving. You know, they could be going to a hospital appointment, thinking about all the traffic they have to go find parking. Like, we all are, human life is human. We all are in our heads. We all do, we all learned how to drive.
Okay, so you think this is a bad idea, do you, by the guards to ask people to upload videos?
I do, because I have a camera in my car and I got it in the pound shop, whatever. But I mean,
In the pound shop.
No, it was 20 euro in the pound shop.
Right.
And I have it plugged in and it's there. I mean, I'm sure I've seen a lot of stuff happen. I've seen an accident happen in front of me and I didn't, you know, they didn't ask me for my SD card or anything. You know, they do happen. Unfortunately, you know, we are human beings and we are not perfect.
I actually did give my dash cam footage to somebody a while ago. And this is in relation to somebody reversed into me, right? But after I had given the dash cam footage, I was saying to myself, who was I talking to on the phone in the car while that was happening or just before that happened? Because there's audio on it as well. And you could have been saying anything. and you're giving it over to the guards. That always kind of concerned me. But sorry, Stephen, you heard Bernie. It's kind of, it's not up to us. It's up to the guards, people's lives. Everybody's busy in their lives. But I am talking about, Stephen, people blatantly breaking the law. You know what I mean? Like a drunk driver or something.
What we used to do years ago, Niall, is like, you know, Jez, there's someone very dangerously driving there. I'll ring the guards.
Yeah.
And
I've done that.
That's all you have to do. Now, if you ring a guard and tell him such and such a fella broke a stop sign there, the guards will say, yeah, tell me everything about it there. And then they'll hang up the phone and they'll say, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, they're back to eating their donuts and drinking their coffee. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Now, can I just I came across a car one night coming on the motorway between Galway and Ballinasloe coming the wrong way. He was in the fast lane coming towards me.
Mm.
So I reported that to the guards.
Yeah, but if you had your pound shopped dash cam on.
I had.
Okay, well, did you get his reg on your pound? You probably wouldn't get the reg on the pound shop one.
It was 10 o'clock at night. And I got such a fright. I went into the parking lane, do you know what I mean? The pull-in lane. Imagine meeting somebody coming towards you.
It's happened to me. I've seen people on the wrong side of the road coming towards me and getting an awful fright. Stay there, Stephen and Bernie. Okay, both of them saying they wouldn't do it. Sean, you would. You'd report them, absolutely.
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
Yeah.
Look, I drive for a living, Niall. And I agree with the couple of guys that did the guy there. Irish swervers are assholes. There's no doubt about it, you know. I see it.
They're not all assholes.
Week. Well, it's a lot of them, 80% of them. And this bullshit that women are safe drivers, they're in my arse. They are lunatics. I think that they're getting worse than men. They're on the phones, they have the kids in the car. For fuck's sake, Niall. Niall, look, I wouldn't be uploading and you know, giving this in for, as the last caller said, Stephen there, for breaking a white line or, you know. It'd have to be something serious as far as I'm concerned. Like, you know, there's way too many people dying on the Irish roads as far as I'm concerned. And one is
By the way, can I just say this with the greatest respect to those who might have lost somebody on the roads, right? And my condolences to all them. But when you say the amount of people that we're losing on the roads, when you consider we have 2.2 million pieces of steel that weigh at half a ton or a ton flying around on the roads, nearly missing each other on a daily basis, I don't believe that many people actually die on our roads. If you go back 30 years ago, we had a quarter of the amount of cars on the road and we had 800 deaths a year. So what I'm saying is, it's a lot safer now.
But they should be, you know, that's what I'm saying. If people's, you know, driving, if they know, Niall, that this is going to come in and this is, and I'm second degree in parking and everything else, I don't believe in all this. This is about people's safety. This is this is about what is going on in the Irish roads. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen, there's videos there of people, you know, there's this guy there I've seen on the TikTok video the other day. He was, and I mean, look, he was dodging trucks and tractors in a Toyota Corolla, red Toyota Corolla. And obviously he was reported, you know, but
I saw that
talking about erraticness. Did you see it?
Yeah,
it was fucking lunacy.
I don't know how he didn't hit another car. It was just bonkers.
No.
He was actually on the other side of the
road.
I don't
know what happened in the end.
See, Stephen, have you seen that TikTok video with your man waving all over the road, the Irish guy? I don't know if you have TikTok.
I haven't, Niall, so I can't comment.
Okay, he's clearly drunk or on drugs or just can't drive a car. But he's literally going from the hard shoulder, somebody's behind him, filming the whole thing, and he goes from the hard shoulder on the left over to the other side of the road, nearly missing oncoming cars, barely missing them. It's like
Cook's pulling into the hard shoulder.
Yeah, he was clearly pissed or something. Surely, Stephen, if you had footage of that, you'd send it to the guards.
That's the extreme case, and nothing we ever do will stop people doing that. Probably a stolen car, who knows?
But Stephen, you see, the fact of the matter is that if you get the likes of this idiot, that, you know, he could take out a family in 2 minutes the way he was driving.
Oh, yeah.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about. See, we get idiots like this off the road.
Dash cam video will sort that, but that's normal, lads. Like, what they're talking about is encouraging citizen snitching at a very extreme
I don't
rate.
Think so no like, I don't
what,
think
what,
so Stephen I don't
what,
think
what, what, I, driving behind my political enemies. For instance I ran as a candidate here in the local elections. What's to stop me driving behind my political enemies until they make a fault and reporting them? What's to stop
I think you're taking this I don't think it's aiming at this, Stephen. I think it's aiming at idiots and you know, very dangerous driving, you know, that's got to put life in danger.
I appreciate that, but we've seen time and time again that there's always a trout to catch a salmon with the government. And
I think the point Stephen's making, Sean, is, you know, that if you give the government an inch, they'll take a mile. In other words, the more we allow control, and there is a level of control about it, that we're now getting the citizens not only to be journalists, which we've done over the last few years, the citizens are now the police as well, because
fantastic thing that the citizens have become journalists in the Nile, and I think
I think it's a double-edged sword, to be honest with you.
I think it's a better thing that people have now phones and they can record everything what's going on, and they can have their own proof, and they can bring it to court if you have a disagreement with a guard or a disagreement with anybody, I suppose. Yeah. But, you know, this kind of carry on, this is aimed at madness like that I'm talking about. And as I say, like, if we got it, obviously I hope that the driver was reporting all that you've seen and I've seen, because he was definitely going to take somebody out, if not himself out, you know, the way he was going on.
It was up on TikTok, and his reg was there for everyone to see, and it was quite clear that he was hammered or just incapable of driving a car. Actually, stay there for a second, Sean and Stephen. I want to go to the other Stephen as well. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Grand, thank you. Now, it's an interesting discussion.
Yeah, I mean, so 18 to 24 months, they hope to have this system ready in tandem with the body-worn cameras that they're going to be using themselves. So there's obviously legislation around GDPR that they have to get over and fix all of that. But it will be available to members of the public to upload dash cam footage whenever they see bad driving on the roads or bad habits on the road. Would you upload?
I probably would. If it was severe enough, I probably would. And there's so many times I'm sure that most people have seen something and gone, geez, I wish I had a dash cam for that, or, you know, had a dash cam and gone, well, I probably should try and upload something about that.
Yeah. The other Stephen is basically saying, you know, this idea that we're constantly giving the government, or the government are giving us control. In other words, you know, asking us to report on social welfare snitches or social welfare fraud, asking us to be their eyes and ears, essentially. Although, you know, they might claim it's our civic duty. Stephen thinks there's a little bit of overreach in it.
I think there's a little bit of both in it. I do think it's a civic duty that we should, you know, uphold everybody to the same standards that we uphold ourselves to. And if something is going wrong, then we should do something about it, because, you know, it's making life harder for everyone else. It's making the social welfare system less functional for everybody else.
Mm.
So I think there's an argument to say, yes, we should be doing it. But it is a bit of overreach. It is kind of, you know, a symptom of the fact that the guards are completely understaffed and under-resourced. As I think it was Maureen was saying that she'd love a job doing it. I'd love a job doing it. I could sit there for 10 hours and
look at the videos,
you know, scan through things. But, like, because they'll be using AI for that as well.
Exactly, yes. And then, you know, yeah.
Inevitably.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
Sorry, Stephen. You're Stephen.
Let me put a question to the two of you lads, right? So, How many times should we allow individuals to make a report per day or per month?
I don't think there should be a limit. I personally don't think there should be a limit.
I don't think there would need to be a limit either.
There you go.
Like this whole point
is no.
Your enemies your enemies driving behind you. I mean, Jesus Christ, there are bigger fish to fry. You know.
If you want to do it, then you're implicating yourself
just as much as you're implicating the person you're trying to get done, you know, because, you know, then the guards will ask, well, why were you driving behind them for 20 miles and, you know, filming this, and, you know, what were you doing, and was it dash cam, or were you using your phone, or whatever it is?
Therein lies the question. So will we know?
But this is up to the guards to decide what is and isn't worth following up on. The same with all the crimes that we have.
How about this? If we get reported again, how are we allowed to know who reported us? Like, are we allowed to know, are we being followed by people who don't like us? Perhaps neighbours, stalkers?
You're probably not going to be allowed to know who reported it, because, again, this GDPR, there's risks of retribution. You know, again, if you consider somebody to be your enemy and they snitch on you, are you going to just sit there and leave it be, or are you going to go and knock on their door?
Yeah, you know, I would say.
So you're probably not going to be allowed to know how to do it.
I would say you should knock on someone's door in that case if they're stalking you and using state provided snitching tools to destroy your life. And this is why we should resist it, because it's open to you.
Maybe I'm wrong in thinking this. Under the law, don't you have the right to know who your accuser is?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, Niall.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a way of knowing about it.
Yeah, I think you know, Stephen, on the point you said how many are you allowed to upload, and I said there should be no limit if that's the case, if we're all going to agree on it. But in saying that, if somebody's uploading, you know, 5 videos a day, I think the guards themselves would be going, "Ah, but look, let's just ignore him. He's just a clown." You know what I mean?
Well, Niall, let's put it this way: like, let's take the Green Party. Green Party voters will be uploading 100 a day.
Yeah.
You know, people who vote for more libertarian parties or ideals will not upload at all.
And the mad cyclists, they'll be uploading loads.
But is this
they already are?
Yeah.
This is just a tool for policy change then, because what they can do is target private motorists with these reports. And like the lady earlier said, I'm so sick of it all, I'm getting a bus pass. And that's what's known as nudge tactics. Or
yeah, am I wrong to be thinking that I'm not looking forward? Well, probably not my generation, certainly. Well, actually, there will be probably in the next 10 years that we won't be driving cars anymore. Because what will happen is we will have vehicles, most likely. They won't be the current electric models that we currently have in the roads at the moment, because they're pieces of shit and that worth a shite, right? But there will be electric vehicles in the future that will, you know, have a longer range on them. They'll charge up very quickly, et cetera, et cetera. And we won't be driving them anymore. They'll be all controlled from a central database on the roads, and we'll just get into them, just tell the car where we want to go, and it'll drive us there. We won't be allowed, most likely, to take control of the vehicle.
Yeah, I would say that try showing a generation in the future video and photographs of cars and how fucking free we were. It'll cause riots. So they'll have to erase cars from, like, the history. You know, wipe it out.
We're getting Orwellian again.
No, I don't think we are, Stephen, being Orwellian. I think in 50 years' time, probably, you know, young people will be talking to their granddads, and their granddads will be saying to them, and this is not far-fetched, this is not science fiction or anything. I remember the day we used to have to hold a steering wheel and turn it ourselves. And they'd be going, really, granddad? Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to sit.
Sure you did.
And you had to put your foot on little things on the ground to get it to move. You know, and they're going, really, granddad? That's
and we had to hold a little bit of plastic with some buttons and a circuit board to change the channels on the television.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go to Eric. Eric, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. Thank you for having me on. How are you, man?
Good, Eric. Okay, getting back to what we're talking about, the Garda Síochána said within 18 months to 24 months, they will have a system whereby members of the public can upload material, dashcam material or whatever it happens to be, for crimes on the road or whatever, to a central database, you know, for them to examine and obviously take action. Would you do it?
No, I wouldn't. I think if you look at the different legislations that are being brought within Ireland now, with regards to the hate speech laws, I think that we're going towards a Soviet era snitching, where your neighbours are going to be able to tell tales on you. It's not going to align with the government, whether it's on the road, whether it's hate speech laws, and they're going to come down with an authoritarian.
But you look what happened during COVID. The neighbours were quite happy to be snitching on each other during the COVID, weren't they? The amount of curtain twitchers we had during COVID was ridiculous. Oh, look at Johnny Murphy. I think he's outside his 6 kilometre zone. I'm telling the guards on him. He's spreading the COVID.
That's exactly it. And look, I think we have enough control in society as it is, rather than looking at, like, for instance, who do you report on dangerous driving? The elderly woman that might be doing 20 kilometre under the speed limit, or the teenager that's doing 20 kilometre over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different aspects of it, and that's really for the road traffic Garda who are trained in that to be able to identify it and actually do their job on the streets.
Okay, so in other words, don't be asking us to do your job. Get more guards if that's what you feel about it.
Well, not even get more guards. It's put proper education into driving. Start maybe hitting insurance companies, putting regulations on people. You know, you can do it that way rather than infringing on people's rights and getting someone to tell tales on.
Yeah, Mr. Denmark, who was on earlier on there, although I didn't agree with 90% of what he said, the one thing I will agree with is driver education. And I agree with you in relation to that. Similar to Canada, I think young people should be leaving school with a driver's license.
Yeah. Well, Niall, just on what you're saying there, the money that they've been spending on the LGBT agenda within schools. How come that's not after being changed to things like, say, we can educate kids on domestic violence or we can educate kids on road traffic?
Mm-hmm.
But like what you said, come out of school with an understanding.
Yeah, the world around
well spent.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't disagree with you. I'm starting to change my mind now, to be honest with you, listen to yourself and Stephen, because obviously you brought in the hate speech laws, and I hate control, by the way. I just hate control. And my biggest fear, of course, at the moment, is not just the hate speech laws, and I'm sure Stephen may be aware of this, but this is Commissioner Mann's latest report, that they don't only want to report or to control television and radio, which are licensed in this country under the Broadcasting Act. They also now want to control podcasts, podcasters, video uploading, sharing platforms. I know Reddit took a case against them last week. Not only that, they have put in another thing now as well, that phone-in type shows, guess who they're talking about? They want the presenters to be trained to deal with callers who might say hateful things. You know, so there you are. So that's what you're up. That's what you're up against.
Niall, I'll put on a shock collar, and you can press the button whenever I say that in bad.
Wouldn't that be gas? Every time. I mean, I was only talking last night on the radio. We were talking about countries with strange laws. Would you go to countries like, because we're talking about the situation in Dubai, and we're talking about the fact that in China, Singapore. If you're the editor of a talk show or a radio show or television show who says anything negative about the government, you go to jail. You know? I mean, that's what we're heading towards. I mean, I know the other Stephen doesn't agree with me, but I do believe that's what they would ultimately love, the government. They would love if people weren't allowed to talk about them badly. You know, we're very lucky at this moment in time that we have the freedom to express ourselves, and let's not let that change. Anyway, that's a whole other argument. And we'll come back to this hate speech laws again, because I know Rodrigo Gorman was asked what's the first thing he wants to do as the leader of the Green Party. And the first thing out of his mouth is the hate speech laws, which I find really bizarre, by the way, that he would come out with that. There's a lot more important things around for Rodrigo Gorman to be looking after as a minister for integration and minister for immigration and children than hate speech laws. Let me go to Martin as well. Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm very well this afternoon, Niall. Good afternoon. It's a lovely day here. I'm in, where am I? I'm down in Cork. Where am I?
Tara, I do apologise. I should have came to you first, but I went to Martin first. I'm going to come straight to you in a second, Tara. I do apologise. Sorry, Martin. Go ahead very quickly, because I have to really quickly.
No, very quickly. I think this whole thing is nonsense. it's just another way of diverting from the fact that the guards, in the past 20 years or so, they basically, you know, when do you see a guard on the streets? Practically never. And if you do, they're more often in the car, drive along, and it's just gone. I see numerous traffic infractions every day where guards are sitting and they ignore it. Now, that's in the first place. In the second place, if you submit video and it goes to court, okay, anyone who's brought to court to be prosecuted has a right to a defence. And that right to a defence includes a cross-examination, if you want to do it yourself, if you want to represent yourself, or if you have a solicitor with you,
mm-hmm.
you're entitled to cross-examine that person. So now, what's going to happen if a person says, "Oh no, look, I gave you the video. I don't want to go to court." They can't be forced to go to court. It's all nonsense. It's more Irish solutions to Irish problems.
Mm.
And you're right about Rodrigo Gorman. That guy's a lunatic. Imagine
the leader of the Green Party being announced the leader of the Green Party, being asked what's the first thing you want to tackle, and he says hate speech laws. I mean, what the hell is wrong? Well, what's wrong with him?
What can you expect? I mean, honestly, what can you expect? You know, that's just the way Irish politics is. You know,
yeah.
And hopefully it'll change. You know, I think I've
just been given the job as a leader of a party, and the first thing I want to deal with is people who say hurty words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, with all the things that are wrong, you know, that's his solution for making the world a better place.
I don't know anyone else heard this. I'm gone off the topic a little bit here, but I listened to Michael Healy-Ray yesterday in The Dáil. There was a clip going around. I don't know whether you've seen it on social media, Martin, or I don't know whether you look at social media.
I don't do social media anymore.
Okay, well, there's a clip going around, and it's quite an impassionate speech he makes about the abuse online, the abuse of politicians and the name-calling and people giving out about politicians online and blah, 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 blah. And in the middle of it all, he says, and I don't agree with hate speech laws. I don't agree with them. But we have to do something about these people calling politicians names online. and abusing them and saying horrible things. And I'm going, that's a bit of a contradiction. What do you want to do, so? Do you want to close down social media? Or do you want to... I mean, he did go on about nasty stuff that was said about his mother who had passed away. And you know, and I have to be honest, you know, that was horrible, you know? But in saying that, like, it just didn't make any... These politicians, they just don't have a thick skin anymore.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, the Healy Rays, you know, on the one hand, I thought, you know, they're endearing. I like them. They're kind of the country cousin bumpkins, if you know what I mean. They, you know, there is something, there's a slight kind of charm about them. But on the other hand, come out with something like that. Look, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. It's that simple.
Yeah, no, right? I know. Look, don't get me wrong. Nobody better than me knows how nasty it can be, because when it came to that election over the 8 weeks, some of the stuff that people said about me online was despicable. I mean, disgusting and completely untrue. But I just had to ignore it, because it was the only way to deal with it, was to ignore it. Now, there was one or two, which I'm going to take, I'm taking seriously, and we'll be following up on it. But most of it was just arseholes, you know, following the leader and saying horrible, horrible things about tweets that I put up, you know, 13 years ago, which were related to a show and not my own personal
views. And then putting them back out of context. But,
it was disgusting.
But I mean, my whole opinion on social media, I couldn't bother to think about nonsense. But if you're going to be in the public eye, if you're going, particularly a politician, if you can't handle that kind of thing, and I'm not talking about death threats, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people just vilifying you and being absolute numpties. If you can't take it, give it up and let someone who can take it do the job.
Do me a favour, stay there for a second. Let me go to Tara as well. Tara, hi, how are you?
Niall, how's things?
Good, Tara. Getting back to what we were talking about, Martin said, you know, this is nonsense. This is just, you know, like the government getting people to do their work for them, you know, work that they're incapable clearly of doing. We don't have enough guards. Would you report people? Would you use your dash cam footage and upload it?
It would have to be either seriously dangerous or I'd have to really dislike the person driving. Like if I was driving along and I saw Mr. XYZ who ghosted me a year ago and I can see him clearly breaking the law, I'm reporting him. But otherwise I'm not.
who ghosted you a year ago, isn't it?
those grudges are held long and hard. This is the traffic equivalent of those arseholes who submit objection after objection to planning permission notices. That's what this is. I'd resist it personally because it's not black and white. If the driver was speeding, for example, how do you prove the person was doing so dangerously and not being antagonised? I'll give you an example of what I mean to put into context. I was on the motorway one night years ago. A car starts tailing me dangerously. He was so close to the boot of my car, he was nearly in the back seat behind me.
Yeah.
I move to the next lane, he follows. I move back, he follows. I speed up to get away from him, he does the same. This part of the motorway, it wasn't lit up. It's only when we got into a lit up part where the street lights were that I realised it was a Garda car and he didn't have his Garda light on.
Oh, God.
He antagonised me and that's why I sped up. And he gave me penalty points for speeding up. Now, I'm sorry I didn't appeal it to court. It's still one of those things that just I regret. But I was too young at the time. I just didn't have the balls.
Same thing happened to me many, many years ago. I was driving up the north. It was actually the PSNI. I was driving the north and they were behind me. And the speed limit was 60 miles an hour because, of course, you're up north. So the speed limit was 60 miles an hour. And he was behind me. And he was doing, I set, you know, you can set the cruise control. I set it at 59 to make sure I wasn't breaking the speed limit. But you know that way you feel, this is 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know that feeling that they're right behind me, they're waiting for me to make a mistake, just calm down, relax, and they stayed right up my arse, right up my arse. And then they start to overtake me, and as they overtake me, they put the lights on and pulled me in. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, you were doing 61 miles an hour. I said, no, I wasn't. I was actually doing 59. According to our calibration, you were doing 61. And he started giving me this grilling at the side of the road. Now, obviously, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't run. There was the PSNI. I was up in a strange place in the north. Yeah. So I just kind of went along with it. But they didn't find me in the end. But he just wanted to be Billy Big Balls at the side of the road and give out to me, you know? 61.
It's a power trip for some of them,
But it was that same thing of intimidating you to go faster, you know?
Yes. Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things there. That it's like, how do you prove, even say, particularly at night, how do you prove who was driving it, driving the car, if it was a dangerous incident that happened at night? Because we all know young lads that have taken their parents' car at night. Sometimes the parent is in bed asleep, they don't know their car is gone, and sometimes those parents are too afraid to say no to the young lad. They're not going to land the young fella or the young girl in it. if they're like questioned by the Gardaí, they're just going to take the blame. And so all of a sudden you've them taking the blame for someone else's actions because they're too afraid to stand up to the person who actually took the car. So it's so black. It's not black and white. There's too many. It's going to cause chaos. And even if you try to appeal it, that's taking up court time. So there's a lot of consequences to this kind of a law. And plus, it's just the whole thing of control. I don't like it. And I think it might be a novelty at the start for some people, but they'll start uploading footage. But I think it'll probably, it probably won't catch on. I don't think people would continue with it. It's only, like I said, those arseholes that submit planning objections constantly. It's like a hobby for them. Those kind of people would probably keep submitting video footage, but not, I don't think the general public would. And I mean, would that include cyclists as well? I mean, you often see cyclists breaking the law and behaving dangerously. Is it just limited to drivers? Or so there's a lot of questions that would need to be answered.
Well, cyclists are the worst for uploading videos. They're constantly uploading videos online of drivers. You know, because they, so you know yourself, the cyclists, particularly the ones with the, you know, the kind of the gear on them on a Sunday afternoon. The, what do they call that stuff that they wear? That's latex, you know, the latex.
Lycra,
spandex. He said in my ear, the lycra. What do they call them? Mammals, isn't that what they call them?
Yeah.
These middle-aged men with their beer guts hanging out in their lycra on a Sunday afternoon. They're constantly uploading videos of drivers doing stuff.
But they're often the ones that are making the roads quite dangerous. I mean, I remember I was coming over. It's hard to kind of explain unless you know the roads in question, but there was these cyclists and they were cycling with ways. Like, there was three of them on the road, and as you're coming over the hill, you'd have to be going extremely slow not to hit them. But there's often situations like that, particularly on country roads, where it's cyclists who can sometimes make the roads dangerous. So they going to be subject to a telling off from the Gardaí? Or they, because I don't believe there are laws really in place for cyclists. So, I mean, are they going to be subject to this footage, or is it just for drivers? You know, there's a lot of questions. It's very open-ended at the minute. I think there's a lot of questions that the guards haven't taken into account, or even the Justice Department. But, you know, before implementing this kind of law, I think they're just throwing it out there and hoping for the best, as usual.
Absolutely. Well, that's usually what they do. Actually, Tara, just stay there for a second, because I think I've just one more caller here. Jonathan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Noel, how are you? Good, Noel.
Well, you heard Tara there. You know, she just thinks, you know, that this, look, there's got to be a lot of problems. There's pros and cons to this, but she just doesn't think it's going to work out too well. You know what I mean?
It's like everything, Noel, out of these people in government, didn't it? Half-assed, baked ideas thrown out there. It reminds me of the COVID passes, you know, get the public to police themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, and I don't, the idea, because you're saying that you're in the COVID, people just get totalitarian. You ask them to do something for the common courtesy, to take that has been incentivized with a bit of power, and they run away with themselves.
Oh, look at him. He's in the shop. He's not vaccinated.
It's like that all over again, you know.
Bring the guards.
That's what it is.
Shouldn't that poor woman in Cork who was sent to jail for not wearing a mask?
And smiled all the way through. Fair play to the lady. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, so we don't put a bloke in jail who beats a woman senseless, but we put a woman in jail because she wasn't wearing a mask during COVID. Right.
You know, serious crime, though. You know that kind of way. Serious crime.
Yeah.
No, like I said, it's the guards admitting the state admitting their failure without saying they're wrong, as far as I can see.
Well, according to Superintendent Geraghty, he just wants, obviously, to make the roads a safer place, and that's why he wants to bring in this plan whereby members of the public can upload video.
I understand the lazy logic behind it. Because that's what it is. It's lazy logic. Like I said, they just won't admit to the fact that they can't recruit the guards. The guards that are there are leaving in numbers. And nobody wants to be sitting in the bleeding side of a road checking people anymore. You know, it's like the lad said before, it's a revenue, it's just a revenue push now. It's just to get you ratting on your neighbour to get the fines in, to up the money.
Would you ever rat on your neighbour for any reason?
No. If I have a problem with my neighbour, I'll have it out with my neighbour. No, I have rang the guards once or twice because fucking idiots on the road, just on the motorway, you know, you'd ring them and tell them.
Yeah,
or just I seen a delivery driver one day, now, and he rang the company because he was in our lanes on the coming into Dublin there off the M6, and all over the road he was.
By the way, in relation to what I said earlier on, would you report someone, say, to the social welfare or the revenue if they were breaking
Tara, would you
report people to social welfare if they were breaking the law, if you knew they were breaking the law?
Fraud. Social welfare, again, it would depend on the person. If I knew they were like hard for cash and they had a family to support for and they didn't have enough, I'd it depends really. But if I didn't like the person, yeah.
I'm getting a sense that Tara has a trail of exes that she doesn't like anymore.
That's what I'm saying. If you use people like that to get back at people, you know, rather than coming across something happening.
Yeah, the ones who swipe right on Tinder.
Like I said, it smacks of the COVID thing all over again. It's just that they want the public policing themselves. And it's like your man on the Late Late Show, I'll always go back to him talking about it with Leo that time. Leo, they want you rattling your neighbour when the criminal is not even in your neighbourhood. He's wearing a suit and he's somewhere else.
Absolutely. Tara, continued luck with them, you know, snitching on all those exes or whatever whatever it is.
No, only snitch if they wronged me. It's only if they wronged me. It's not ghoster.
They ghost her. Yeah. Well, yeah. Tara, have you been ghosted much?
No, but I haven't, thank God.
a whole cohort of drivers getting followed around.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, lads and ladies, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on. All right, now. We've got some WhatsApp messages here. Let me just play this one here. I think he may be done already, but here we go.
See, what was just being said on that is that people are so disillusioned with how the system actually is supposed to work that they don't believe it'll work, so they don't care. And thus the cycle gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, sorry, I just wrote that down. Thank you for that, Stephen. I'm looking at some of your messages, by the way, coming in. Let me just read these here. I'm just looking at the WhatsApp there. Come in there. Hi, Niall. I won't say who it's from. This is just on my personal WhatsApp. The Tonight Show here. We're doing a wrap up. What are we doing? Oh yeah, we're doing an end of term review later with a doll going into recess today. Just wondering if you might want to contribute. They want me to go on. Shove it up your arse. You wouldn't take me on when I was looking to get elected. You brought on Aaron O'Riordan and Breed Smith and everyone else. You wouldn't take me on. So TV3, Virgin Media, shove your Tonight Show up your hole. Now, let me know some of the messages, by the way. Karen says, I'm definitely in favour of more resources to An Garda so they can prosecute people who drive dangerously and deserve punishment. More needs to be done to tackle dangerous drivers, especially drink driving. Licences should be stripped indefinitely in some cases. Anson says, didn't that start during COVID where they had people reporting on their neighbours for having people in their homes? Now they're trying to push it a bit further. You got a good point there. Absolutely. I mean, do you remember that during COVID? Oh, look at the Murphys across the road. They've more than four people in their house. They're having a barbecue at the back garden. I think the six. Quick, Johnny, get onto the guards there quick and report them. There's no point in getting onto the guards, Mary. They're making a video of them dancing, aren't they, or something like that. I wonder what the latest, you know, if COVID comes back again or the next virus, I wonder will they have another dance that they'll do. What was it called? The Jerusalem. Have you ever heard that and so stupid in your life? Nurses and guards dancing while allegedly people were dropping like flies. It's the most bizarre time in human history. If we look back at that, people will look back at 100 years and they go, what was wrong with people in 2020? Anyway, Toby says, slowly implementing Maoist style policing, where you get the population to watch each other's movements and tell the government when someone is bad. Yeah, that's true, isn't it, really? That's what we're doing. We're getting people to snitch on each other. Thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. By the way, don't forget, the show can't happen without your support on a regular basis. We would ask you, please support the show. I know you're sick of me saying it, but look, it's really, really important that you support the show. Without your support, we don't have a show. We cannot function. We can't pay the bills, the lights that's on there at the moment. I can't turn the camera around to show you what's here in front of me. But there's three of us operate this show on a daily basis. We got through there nearly 19 calls today. So many people want to come on and talk to us all the time. It's an uncensored platform for you to have your opinion on things that are in the news or social issues or whatever it is. To give out about the government or tell Virgin Media to piss off. Whatever it is, you want to do it, we will let you do it on this show. Within the realms of the law, of course. And we need your support. If you can subscribe, please do. It's $5.99 a month. Somebody has to subscribe for a year, which is fine. You can do that too, an annual subscription. $5.99 is the price for a cup of coffee. Starbucks. And it's like three of us sharing that coffee. That's all we're asking you for once a month. It's not much to ask for. We don't get paid. We just want to get enough to pay the bills and maybe have a couple of quid even for doing it. So please try and help us out. Go to our website, nileboylan.com. If you can't commit to once a month, you can donate just a fiver. Just donate. There's a donate button on the website. Just click donate and donate a fiver. If you're wealthy and you have a business and you believe in us and you want us to continue doing what we're doing, remember, of course, we're going to be fighting against hate speech laws. That's all on the way. We made a big difference here on this show when it came to the last referendum, for example. We were the only ones that were platforming politicians and people telling you to vote no. So we do help. We are part of the solution. And we're going to get bigger because Retro Media is coming very soon, which is our next plan, by the way, which will be a media organisation with conservative, slightly right-wing views and slightly right-wing shows. It's an alternative rather than listening to Virgin Media, News Talk and RTE all the time. So please support us to continue to do this. We want this to be bigger. We want people to take notice of it. At the moment, we're blown away by the fact that over 750,000 people either watch it live or download it once a month. So we're delighted to see that. Thank you very much indeed, 750,000 people, for doing that. Not just in Ireland, by the way, in the UK. We have some people in the UK listen, people in America listen, people all over the world listen, mainly in Ireland. Thank you to everybody. But let us make some money out of it, because we don't. We don't advertise on it. As you can see, we've no ads. And we don't have advertising because we don't want advertisers to control what we say. This type of show is difficult to get advertising for because advertisers won't lend their name to it. Because they don't, oh, I'm not going to advertise on a show that's going to be talking about that or giving out about the government or going against this or going against hate speech laws or going against that or pride or whatever it is. So advertisers, you know, they find it a bit of a risk. So we don't push for advertising on it. But we do push for your support because that's the only way that we can get money. Go to nileboylan.com. And please don't forget, by the way, go to retromedia.com. That's our plan. It's going to be happening in the next couple of months. It's going to be big. And you can donate there as well, by the way. It all goes into the same pot. Retromedia.com or indeed nileboylan.com. We shall talk to you again tomorrow. No, actually, we won't. It's Thursday. We'll talk to you again on Monday at the same time. Until then, have a look at all the podcasts and stuff over the weekend that we have on our website, nileboylan.com. Some great shows over the last year. And thank you very much indeed for joining us. See you again tomorrow. No, Monday.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.